All right, everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep today, really deep, into something that, let's face it, we all think about.
Yeah, hits close to home.
Healthcare, access and affordability.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who hasn't stressed over medical bills or, you know, figuring out insurance or just like how to make sure everyone in the family is getting the care they need?
Right. It's like a universal worry, I think. And actually, it's interesting because, you know, when you look globally, you've got countries like, say, the UK with their National Health Service. They're aiming for that universal coverage, you know, everyone's in.
Right.
Then you've got the US. It's more of a mix, public and private insurance, all kind of woven together. Both have their pluses and minuses for sure.
Yeah. It's almost like two different worlds, right?
Yeah.
So I guess to kick us off, can you break down those differences for us? When we talk about this universal healthcare compared to this mixed model like in the US, what does it actually look like for like the average person trying to get treatment?
Well, the core difference is really like who's footing the bill and how. So in a universal system, like what you see in the UK or Canada, the government is mainly bankrolling healthcare. It's funded through taxes, so everyone's covered. Doesn't matter how much you make or even if you have a job, you're in.
Okay.
But the trade-off there, and it's a big one, is often longer wait times because you've got resources that are spread out over this much wider population. Kind of like, you know, imagine a really popular restaurant, amazing chef, but there's only one of them. The food's going to be great, but you might be waiting a bit.
Right. Makes sense. So then on the other side, in a system like the U.S., you've got theoretically more choice.
Right.
With private insurance and all that, but then comes the cost.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
More options for doctors, specialists, hospitals, potentially shorter wait times, but it's a trade-off with those costs. You're looking at deductibles, co-pays, and the premiums just keep going up. Plus, even beyond the system itself, access gets tricky depending on like where you live, rural versus urban, and yeah, definitely income level plays a big role.
Which all brings us to government policies.
Right.
Because it's not just about like choosing a doctor. It's the rules of the whole game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So how did these policies actually impact like people's wallets when it comes to healthcare?
Oh, in a big way. I mean, governments, they have a hand in everything.
Yeah.
Price of medications, what insurance companies are allowed to charge, even how much hospitals get reimbursed for different procedures.
Wow.
Like a big example here in the U.S., the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, that was all about expanding coverage, making insurance more affordable for folks.
Right. The ACA, that was like a major shift. How did it actually change things?
Well, a couple of big things. It expanded Medicaid. That's a program for, you know, lower income individuals and families. And it created these online marketplaces where you can compare different insurance plans and, you know, buy one that works for you. The whole goal was to get more Americans insured and stop insurance companies from saying, nope, sorry, you have this pre-existing condition. We're not covering you.
So it's like a safety net for people who really need it. And a way to make the whole system fair.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it also caused a ton of debate, right?
Oh, huge debate. I mean, it's really interesting how healthcare, like anytime there's an election, it's front and center.
Oh, yeah.
Politicians know it's something everyone's thinking about, worrying about. So it's a way to connect with voters, especially, you know, people who are struggling with costs.
It's like healthcare is always on the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what are the main stances that politicians take? When they're talking about healthcare, what are they saying?
Well, you've got your folks who are really pushing for universal healthcare. They're pointing to like those models in Canada, the UK, and saying, look, this works. Healthcare is a right, not a privilege. Everyone should be covered.
Okay.
Then you've got folks pushing for Medicare for All here in the U.S. That'd basically be expanding Medicare, which is currently for, you know, seniors and some folks with disabilities, to cover everyone. And then, of course, you've got the group that's like, nah, let's stick with a market-based approach. Less government involvement, more competition between insurance companies.
Okay, so I guess the big question is, how do these different approaches actually play out for, you know, families, everyday people, especially folks who are maybe struggling financially? What does it mean for the kind of care they can get?
It's huge. It affects everything. I mean, there are families out there who have to choose between like putting food on the table and getting a kid a treatment they need.
Wow.
That's the reality for some folks. These different approaches, they determine like how easy is it to find a doctor? What treatments are covered? How much are you shelling out of pocket? It's not just numbers on a page. It's people's lives.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. And speaking of real people, I'd love to hear like from the front lines, you know, what are healthcare workers seeing every day? What's their perspective on all this?
Yeah, I've talked to nurses, doctors, and they're incredibly dedicated, but they're also like deeply frustrated. Imagine having to tell a patient, look, you need this treatment, but your insurance won't cover it. Or this medication would really help you, but it's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh, man.
They see every day how these financial barriers, they stop people from getting the care they need. And it's, you know, it's emotionally draining for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Yeah.
So I guess looking ahead, what's next? What's on the horizon for, like, healthcare reform? What could actually move the needle on access and affordability?
Well, there are always conversations happening, especially here in the U.S. Like, there's talk about lowering the age for Medicare eligibility, maybe expanding Medicaid even further. And we're also seeing technology playing a bigger and bigger role, like telehealth, AI. That could potentially make things more efficient and, you know, easier to access care.
Yeah, it sounds like some big changes could be coming.
Mm-hmm.
So as we wrap up, what's the main thing you want listeners to take away from this deep dive? What should they be thinking about?
I'd say stay informed, stay engaged. Healthcare is always changing and your voice matters. Make sure you understand your own insurance plan, research the different policies out there, and most importantly, vote. Vote for what you think is best for you, for your family, for your community. Your vote makes a difference.
Absolutely. And on that note, you know, now that you've heard all this, what questions are you left with? What do you think the future holds for healthcare? It's a big one, so keep thinking about it, keep learning, and we'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.